This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack. Talking about farmers, the Prime Minister said PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. He appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and to local products during the festive season. The Prime Minister said weather is always a challenge for farmers. That is why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claimed till date have been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
Kisano ke samne एक बड़ी चुनौती मौसम की होती रही है। कभी ज्यादा बारिश हो गई, कभी ओला गिर गया, पाला पड़ गया। किसानों को इससे सुरक्षा देने के लिए पीएम फसल बीमा योजना शुरू हुई। इस बीमा योजना के तहत अब तक 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का क्लेम किसानों को दिया जा चुका है।
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist operation in Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district since last evening. Police officials said the operation to neutralize the terrorists has been going on since late last evening. They said 3 unidentified terrorists have been killed in this encounter till now. The exchange of fire is going on from both sides, while the entire area has been cordoned off and all entry and exit points have been sealed to prevent fleeing of any terrorist inside the sealed area. In a significant ruling, the Special Court for MPs and MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna to life imprisonment till death in a rape case. The case involved an obscene video and the rape of a 47-year-old woman. Renouncing the punishment, the Special Court judge, Santosh Gajanan Bhatt, also imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees on the convict. Prajwal Revanna, the grandson of former Prime Minister H.T. Devaragowda, was convicted for repeated rape and abusing his position of power. The court also ordered a fine of 7 lakh rupees to be paid to the victim. The court delivered the verdict yesterday, while the quantum of sentence has been pronounced today. Prajwal Revanna is also facing 3 additional cases of a similar nature. India has received the batch of 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade to its defence capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of schedule at Airbus's Seville assembly line, as confirmed by the Embassy of India in Madrid on X. In October 2024, Prime Ministers Pedro Sanchez and Narendra Modi launched the Tata Aircraft Complex in Vadodara, Gujarat, where 40 additional C-295s will be manufactured. A total of 56 aircraft will be delivered under the program. In Indonesia, Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki volcano in East Nusa Tenggara erupted twice since last night till this morning, sending ash 18,000 meters into the sky. The first eruption happened at 8:45 p.m. yesterday, with an ash column reaching 10,000 meters. A second, stronger eruption followed at 1:26 a.m. today, with ash soaring to 18,000 meters. The ash drifted southwest, west and northwest. The eruption was accompanied by rumbling and loud booms. In cricket, India were 278 for 6 in their second innings against hosts England on day 3 of 5th and final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London a short while ago. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored an impressive 118 runs, while Akash Deep scored 66 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.